Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here. 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we've been discussing all the job loss.
Yes,
all
yes,
the job loss.
And counting.
I mean, we went, voted for the referendum.
Hey.
NPS.
Hey.
Boosted our taxes.
Yeah.
And 288 jobs, positions.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they got to move around. They say they can find some other positions, just not the ones that you about to lose. And then the SDC closed the doors.
Slammed it.
Friday.
Yeah.
Abruptly.
And then it's 19 employees that didn't receive their paychecks.
So I'm wondering, if you add up the job loss.
Come on. Because the money went up.
Mm.
No, money is a plus.
I'm just saying.
Like, now the regular people, you know, we in the negative. We in the red.
And we losing one of our warriors.
Yes.
That was fighting.
Yes.
Aisha Carr resigned.
Yes.
From the school board.
Come on.
Due to the pressure.
Yeah.
And on top of that.
And on top of that.
Some people's tax money got messed up, or tax returns, or whatever.
Facts.
Whatever they was doing with the taxes, some people had their taxes up in there.
Yeah.
And I got some people on the lines in the chat. 4934 says, good afternoon, by the grace of God. I went up to the SDC on North Avenue a week before this story broke, and I've demanded my taxes back, and she assured me that an extension. Had been filed. She told me to come back the next day, but she wasn't available. So I went there following Monday to sign off on my taxes. They were automatically deposited into my account, but I had bad feeling something was very fishy when I got an email from the SDC stating that the weatherization program was no more and that was back give or take late December. Oh, that was back, give or take, late December, early January. I'm going to tell you right now. All I'm saying is that's a lot of jobs that's lost.
Hell of a lot.
And these are nonprofit jobs.
Yeah.
And NPS jobs.
Correct.
Master Lock is gone.
Correct.
That's a lot of jobs that's
all
leaving
facts.
The North Side.
All facts. All facts.
I'm raising an eyebrow. And this is due to financial mismanagement, corruption.
Yep. Incompetence.
Man,
yep.
People running organizations with millions of dollars acting like Bernie Fife.
I don't even have eyebrows at this point.
But you getting the painted on ones or something? You got to paint them on now?
Eyeliner pencil.
I can't even. Hold on. It's so much stuff going on. I can't even put my eyebrow down.
Bruh.
It just don't walk even, around.
I just walk around right. With the eyebrow up. It's just a lot.
What's crazy, and we're talking about crime, you know, when we're looking at, you know, the reckless driving, when we're looking at all of these ills that's inside our community, and now here we have another plethora of jobs that are being taken just abruptly because people didn't plan. You know, and that's the sad reality of what's really going on in the city of Milwaukee. Because, again, nothing is being built up. We're not adding anything besides.
There's nothing being added.
Come on. Nothing. Everything's being taken. Our money's being taken.
Them contracts being taken.
Come on.
Hold on. The mismanagement of the SDC, nobody is talking about where all these... Is they going to the South Side? They going somewhere.
Facts.
These organizations ain't just sitting around.
Matter of fact, Truth Nation, call in.
Yes.
If you've requested services, let us know where they telling you to go.
833-212-1017. Talk to text. 833-212-1017. I'm starting to see a pattern here that's making me, I guess the eyebrow bent up. So
facts.
I can't even say it's raising an eyebrow. It's stuck.
Facts. Up and it's stuck.
Tax money, the taxes then went up.
Facts.
At the beginning of January.
Here come We Energies.
Okay. They asking for more
money.
Come on. Okay. We got the school thing with the referendum.
All facts.
That pushed the taxes
going up. All facts.
Joe Biden programmed the inflation is
come
up.
On.
Groceries is up.
Come on. Schooling, paying for schooling is up.
And all of these jobs just was recently lost.
After
between the SDC and NPS.
And all the top supposed to be executives, because Cavalier got a raise.
Oh, the establishment got
come
a raise.
On.
I call it the establishment. You ain't the people that's got these titles.
Yeah,
they got raises.
They pensions is solid.
And so what's going on with the people?
We hurting.
Hey, look, I just
we hurting.
All I'm saying is, is anybody adding all this up? Is anybody got the calculator and adding up the losses?
Come on, because again, we in the red. We in the negative.
373 jobs lost between SDC and NPS.
And they ain't including the ones that, you know, that we don't know about.
And I'm going to tell you right now, these contractors that were working with the SDC, where are they going to? Because this is a lot of resources that's not on the north side.
Correct.
And they know that the north side got a lot of issues. So are they traveling to other organizations to different sides of town, like the south side, to get the, get the help?
That's a hell of a question. And they have a state order audit of SDC over unpaid contractors as CEO admits agency is on shaky financial ground. So apparently this was one of the contractors, J&E Heating out of Racine, Zuma Lopez, saying that they worked in the past 12 months or so. The 45-year-old from Argentina became the sole owner of the 15-year-old business following a split with her former spouse. But she's saying one of her company's major customers is financially connected with the Social Development Commission, a taxpayer-funded anti-poverty agency that has been the subject of the controversy, going back at least a decade.
Right. Well, see, when I was younger, in high school, SDC was always in scandal.
All facts.
You know, all I'm saying, I used to have a summer job with them.
Yeah.
And I was making sandwiches for the summer school program.
Oh, yeah, in the parks.
I ain't going to even tell you what happened with that program. That program was crazy. You know, somebody dropped a bologna on the ground and they told them to pick it up. And
put it back on the sandwich.
Put it back on the cart.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm watching this. You know, I was hoping that batch of bologna sandwiches didn't make it to my neighborhood. You know,
hey,
I don't know where they shifted off to. But the thing is,
3-second rule. But SDC admitted it owes contractors thousands of dollars. So they admitting their wrongdoing. I just want to know, where is RICO?
Well, yeah, where are the charges?
Where are the charges?
Hold on. They got Trump on trial with the hush.
For real.
You know, with saying that he had gave some hush money.
Hey, SDC got a whole board.
Hold on.
A whole
board. I'm just trying to figure this out. Because a lot of this, I'm on the calculator right now. And it ain't adding up. And ain't nobody talking about, how many jobs was lost. Like, you know how they, when them plants
shut down. Yeah.
And they be like, oh, these jobs was lost in the community. Okay, well.
Come on.
When it happened on the north side, they don't even do the calculation.
They don't give a damn.
How many people lost their jobs at Master Lock?
Facts.
How many people lost their jobs or losing their jobs at NPS right now?
Let's not talk about the Walmarts that closed.
That's closing. Yeah. I mean, but I'm talking about this year. Facts. Since January.
Facts.
So that's almost 400 jobs lost. Come on.
In our community.
Or disturbed. Or however they going to get around.
And we ain't even going to talk about the people that's sleeping at the parking rides that no longer have housing. Mm. Again, rent has went up. Your car note done went up, especially if you're black, because you getting extra tax on your car insurance just on the strength that you live in the quote-unquote unfavorable neighborhoods.
Hey, look, all I'm saying is when you talk about job loss, when you talk about trying to fill a void, I don't see none of the voids being filled. But I do see people getting extra cash.
Man,
I do see people getting raises.
I see
people got nice suits on riding around in luxury vehicles.
Hey.
But then when something happened in the community, they'll get in these press conferences. But
and
then,
act.
You know, I never seen nobody get dirty with a suit on.
Me either.
All I'm saying is, where is
paper
the
pushing.
Replacement? Where is the fill-in? Where is the
Come on.
Relief?
Because we're seeing that things are being taken. Nothing's being put in.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to head to the lines. We got Al, we got Ken on the lines. We also got some talk to text, and we got some people watching us live on 101.7 The Truth in the chat. We're going to see what they're talking about when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
My car, my dog put a nigga in park. Gotta watch out for the dogs. Hey. This the Game of Thrones, Yeezy not the clones. Elon with my rocket ship, it's time to go home. They served us since the day we was born. Anybody pissed off, gotta make a drink of yours.
Milwaukee, the time is almost here. We have been entering true fans into our Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And Friday, we'll finally pick our One Call That's All $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune into the Tory Lowe Show tomorrow so you don't miss our call. Because if you miss our call, we'll go to the next caller until we find our $5,000 winner. Again, that's the Big Gruber $5,000 giveaway tomorrow on the Tory Lowe Show on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Hey, somebody about to come up with that cash.
Hey.
And you need it right now.
5G's richer.
With the inflation.
You definitely need it. A bag of groceries.
So y'all better
one
be listening. Y'all better be listening.
$300.
Because if we call you and you don't pick up, we going to go to the next person. You can't call back and be like, hey, did y'all call me?
Ooh, you're going to be so mad. Ooh. So make sure you tapped all the way in.
Hey, look, we've been talking about the 373 jobs.
Yes.
That's been lost since NPS announced that 288 jobs were going to be affected.
Correct.
And SDC, 85 jobs, probably more. But I say,
facts.
I round it up to 400.
Come on.
Close to 400 jobs.
All facts.
Right? In limbo.
Gone. Puff of smoke in the high wind.
And,
invisible.
And this is just within the last
couple days.
Yeah. Like, and this is all affecting our community.
Our community.
I want to hear what y'all got to say, Truth Nation. If you want to chime into the conversation today, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. Al, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
First thing I'm going to say, even though we got all these black politicians standing out there, half of them don't even get along, let alone like
facts.
Each other. Number two, you can't have too many black people with their hands in the cookie jar. Because some of them don't know how to act. So you get a lot of greed. And a lot of those black people with their hands in the cookie jar working for the whites. But one thing you know about when these black people have their hands in the cookie jar, they ain't going to take from them white folks. Because them white folks say, you know what I'll do. So the only thing to do is rob the poor and try to take from them.
Mm.
So that's why a lot of times when you look at a lot of white people who oversee the money, they don't let no blacks touch it because they don't know how to act. And the other thing is what all these things that's going on. They need to do an audit on everybody.
Facts.
Everybody, because it's too much money coming up missing, and can't nobody say anything from MPS to, you know, Cavalier to everything, because it's mighty funny. Can't nobody fix nothing, but everybody got the solution when it comes to destitution. Well, we want to give us a solution to get a pay increase, and that is a problem. So we need to look at all that right there, because something is fishy. And it ain't about nobody not washing downstairs. It's about all them hands being in the pot. But when everything hit the fan, that's when everybody start telling on each other. So just sit back and watch how it go. But you got to start voting these people out. And we got to call it like we see it. Have a good day.
Hey, look. And like I said, we got to look in the mirror with this.
Real talk.
We got to look in the mirror with this, because what are we doing to prevent this? We talking about it,
yeah.
And are y'all backing those out here being about the action? Aisha Carter, the former now school board member, had to resign.
Yeah.
Tried to tell the people that we need to reevaluate what's going on.
Facts.
Now look at it. We on the flip side, and look what they doing. Ken, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
All right. What's going on, brother?
How you doing, brother Key?
All right. So, there's so many facets to this, but Michael Jackson said it a long time ago. They really don't care about it, you know. And he even went as far as saying the names of the groups. But it's the same thing Kanye screaming. It's the same thing that we know and understand. But if we speak about it, we get blackballed or X. So I'm not gonna go on that part, because I want to keep y'all safe too. But you gotta sometimes look at an even bigger picture. It seemed like they setting somebody up to be the great white hope. They taking a lot. They not giving nothing, right? And it's an election going on, right? And they trying to get somebody in the power. There's a power struggle going on, right? So they create diversions to distract us, and at the same time, give us the velvet rope. They do it over and over and over. But what they're failing to realize is they're printing more money than our reserves got gold. So at the end of the day, it's going to eventually collapse. You look at every other, go around the world, do your history, go around the world. Everybody has collapsed except for America. And the Great Depression happened, and the Rothschild saved us. We got saved by who? We know who saved us. You know them people that own them banks. Same people that can't talk about. So at the end of the day, bro, it's way bigger. It's America's going to collapse, bro. It's just a matter of time. So that's just a different perspective to look at, man. So y'all have a good one.
Hey, look, we raising eyebrows.
The fire have to consume itself, because, again, you know, those that are takers are not slowing down taking.
Well, they've been always fattening their pockets since Tom Amon, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, when you talk about the north side of Milwaukee, it's just an open bank of taxpayers' dollars for those that can get in administration
Everybody
and financial
feasting.
Director positions to get the money.
Yes.
So they'll come up with ways, creative ways, to say this program is going to help the poor.
Facts.
This program is what we need. And then years go by, we don't see the change in it. Milwaukee only got, it's the largest black population.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be like 250,000, give or take, right?
Right.
So you're telling me it's more money coming into the city than results that's actually taking place. It's more money coming into the city than residents here.
All facts. And no results.
They might as well give all the tax money to the residents and let them figure it out.
Oh, no doubt.
Hey, because the people that's fattening their pockets getting these huge six figures, you can't even tell me what they even do.
Plus benefits.
No, hold on. Only people that's telling us or calling in to talk about these people is the people that's benefiting from those people being in power.
That part.
Hey, look, we're going to head to the lines. Lady Baby. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, my truth family, Elizabeth, Tori, and all. How y'all doing?
Hey. Salute, queen. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm okay. So I'm gonna say things fast because I don't want to hold y'all up. So number one, do anybody watch Chicago PD? Because this exactly what happens. It shows us what they do in the on these shows, these TV shows. They show us how the politicians stand in front of those cameras and lie. And they bag people. You got to go out there. You got to go out. Just tell them whatever they want to hear. That's what I'm seeing. Number two, I don't think they want us here. I don't think us black
trying
people
to create
don't
an
want
exodus.
Us here. They don't want us here. And they're finding out ways to get rid of us, which means people losing their jobs, which means they're going to lose their homes, which means people's kids are going to get took in. The schools are going to call the parents and make it seem like, oh, your kids are dismissed in school. Oh, you know, what do they expect us to do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then another thing is, like, just like what's going on with those jobs, how SDC's been up for so many years. If you look at it, it's so many colleges out here that supposed to have been up for 30, 40 years, you guys, and we ain't never heard of it.
Mm.
And then they come and close the schools down, and we're messed up. Same thing with me. You know, I went to ICT Tech. And they just put me in debt, as well as MATC,
oh, wow.
But it's a good school. Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, y'all. This stuff is on TV. They have to stand in front of those cameras and lie to us, and we sit here and don't know what to do, y'all. You know, we don't know what to do.
Hey, we telling people what to do on the Tori Lowe Show. I'm telling you.
Call them out.
Look, not even that. We just got to be about that action.
That,
you know,
too.
Because I found out they don't care about the bark.
No. Nope.
They only care about the bite.
Facts.
Okay, so, you know, as long as the dog in the gate,
yeah,
I'm going to walk past me
all day
teasing the dog.
Yeah.
Might even throw a rock over there and hit the dog.
Salute,
you know, I'm
queen.
Tough. I'm tough as long as the dog in the gate.
Yeah.
But the bite is what I'm worried about.
And if you talking, you ain't working. So, hey, I get it.
Look, when we come back, we got Security Mike on the lines. We got some talk to text. We got some people in the chat. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Such long sleeves on the with the slacks and the socks and the blocks, the socks and the blocks. Old school swag on the but I still got the sack and the scale and the glock. Solid gold chain, everything almighty, go we don't like it. You don't like it. Medusa on Medusa Cartier with the fade and the dope boy Nikes and dope boy Ronald. I'ma keep it real, keep it went down. Everything go up, gotta come down. FCI Memphis in the feds. I was selling K2 sheets on the compound. When you see the POM, it made Prince of Memphis. F and G step gang, 100 women. Me and I were choosing, I'm independent. Every battle like damn, look at the right step.
101, saving the truth. Tori Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown. In studio.
Ayo.
Hey, we've been talking about the last couple events that took place within the last few, like,
couple days.
Within 7 days.
Come on. Come on. After they got the money.
You know, all these jobs, these people had all these jobs.
Come on. They secured their jobs.
Close to 400 jobs.
Come on.
Being displaced right now.
Top heavy.
Okay. And we're wondering, okay, where's the relief?
Come on.
We don't need no press release.
At all.
We need some action. We need
action.
Some leadership that knows how to fill in these voids.
Yep.
Where are the resources going?
Come on.
SDC closed down. I can't go knock on the door right now.
No. Nope.
The windows, that at least you can, a couple days ago, you could look inside.
Facts.
Now they got the shades down.
All facts. Abruptly.
They don't even want you to look in there.
Damn.
So, at the end of the, I mean, the people wasn't even giving a heads up.
Mm.
They was told when they got to work, they sent them an email and let them know that was their last day.
Damn.
And if they can do their own people like that, what was they doing to the community?
Come on. Nothing.
Hey, look, we're going to head to the lines. Security Mike, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, how's it been going, Terry? Yo, I'm always listening, man. I work so much. I'm only really off on Thursdays. I'll be catching the show a lot on at 6 when I'm at work.
Thank you, brother.
On the weekends. Hey, it's great. It's great that they're having Elizabeth Brown in the studio full of time. Not just the last bit of the show.
Oh,
so that's a great
King.
Thing as well.
Well, that's powerful.
And, just really have her in there full time like that. I like what she has to say all the time. My thing is that when I worked for NPS back in 2010 to around the end of 13, security officer, I used to always push out that notion that all the NPS schools should be uniform schools, because all the fighting starts from ribbing on what the kids are wearing and this and that. So I say, hey, everybody wearing the same thing. What can they rib about? Okay, they're all right. But Mr. Lindsay, we'll rib on their shoes. Okay, well, I just fit my shirt in some nice shoes, some Jordans or something. So, but now they're talking about that. But now it's too late, because look how they set us up to vote for the money. The MPS got all this money. Now they're going to lay off the majority of African-Americans.
Mm.
So that don't make no sense. Right away, they're getting this money. Now they're going to cut all these jobs. You think that's going to affect more? That's going to affect us. And that don't make no sense.
Right.
I listened to you a while back. And when you was talking about that Asante Hamilton cat,
mm-hmm.
I called twice. Never could get him. I was hung up on one time. And I figured I might have had the wrong number. And when I heard your show again, and Liz ran out the right number and said, call, I made sure I took that number down. Never could get anything but an answering machine.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Salute
but you checked him when he called back to White Widow, because it was a white woman, but he didn't know she was part of Truth Nation like all
right.
us.
Facts.
That listen every day. Now, if he would listen every day, he would have known who White Widow was. So check it out. So when I was listening, I actually got a laugh out of that, because I said, okay, get that brother. He's making all this money, and he couldn't call a woman after she got shot like that, and the young lady was on your show, you know, trying to take care of the rest of the kids, 3, 7, 11, 6, 7, 3, 7, 6, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And she going to try to hold that down. That dude did not call. Now, I called mm-hmm. that Saturday when I heard you. That's when I got hung up on, but I figured ain't no business going on Saturday. But I called that following Monday. And like you said, that was way here to ammo enough time. You said like 18 days the man had.
Yeah.
So, and he never called once. And then y'all called him up when he said, oh, I'm going to send a team over there and this and that. But old girl on the show said, what team?
The Ghost Advocates of Milwaukee.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. As an advocate, and we do these things, and thank God that we got a show, because I'm active. I'm super active. So when I'm bringing these situations and y'all seeing this, sometimes I've done it so many times since the show started.
Yeah.
Now I got to question the people that's listening.
Come on.
Because we're putting the information out there.
3 years.
Y'all hearing this information.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate Security Mike for calling.
Facts.
And being about that action, because we need an active listening audience. It's no need to have a show if we can't put out information and people get active on the information, do they research.
Become the work.
Yeah, and just do the research and get to work, because we're the ones that's going to change it.
Yes.
When I lead a show, I got to go deal with situations where there is no resources.
Facts.
There is no help. People not answering the phone that's supposed to be answering the phone.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for them.
Oh.
We have to get active.
Exactly.
We have to be the ones that say we got to do it, and then go after the people that's not doing it and let them know we see you and we're going to do something about it. You will no longer be in that position anymore, because one time is too many when you're making six figures.
Come on.
One, it's no oops when you got that position, because you're living in luxury.
Yeah.
You eating good.
Yeah.
Your family eating good. You putting gas in your car for our tax dollars. Everything is going up, but yet as some people that want to say, oh, give them another chance.
Man, look.
How you going to give me another chance?
Come on.
I'm out here every day.
Give me a break, for heaven's sake.
Hey, send me on a vacation or something. You know what I mean? I'd love that. But what I'm saying is, this is the mind frame that's got to change.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the opportunity to turn it around. We have the opportunity that we're being exposed to what's happening in real time. You ain't got to say nothing back.
To make it happen.
Don't talk to me. I'm telling you what's happening. I'm on the front lines.
Come on.
There's some people that'll tell me something back, and I'm telling them.
Hey.
I'm out here every day. I almost lost my life.
Come on.
And I'm telling my people what's going on, and they're going to tell me something back.
And then, again,
but
like
they didn't do it to Tom Barrett.
No.
They don't do it to Cavalier Johnson.
No.
They don't do it to none of these council members.
No.
But they can't, nobody can't get to them when it's bad.
But the cameras. And they telling you it's all good. Crime done went down.
We got Thomas on the line. Thomas, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
First thing I wanted to say was really, like Cavalier Johnson, the guy with SDC, when white folks put you in position, they give you enough rope to hang yourself. They give you enough rope to hang yourself, and then they start getting the big heads and stuff like that, get that real big head, then they start getting arrogant, and then people got them in that position for a particular time. And when they done with them, they're going to cut them loose. But then while they in that position, they'll mess over the black folks and stuff that they're supposed to help. And then they get the big head. And then when them Peckerwoods get through dealing with them, they're going to cut them loose.
Mm.
And I know George Hinton, and I know when he was at Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Walking around there with a big old suit. I used to try to speak to him. He just walked right past me, the darkest thing in there. And stuff come around. And that's all I'm going to say.
Now they got his face all over the...
Come on, plastered.
Plastered all over the... As fraud, like something he did something mismanagement.
Hey.
But then they don't got the financial director who is not black.
Facts.
They don't got his face next his to his face.
It sure don't.
I need to see the financial director who they
and
said
the board.
No, they said the financial director was the one that was misrepresenting where the funds was going
he
at
was.
The meeting.
He
so
was.
Why his face ain't up all over the internet?
You already know, because he got the complexion for the connection.
No, I mean, both of them need to be up there.
Both of them actually do, because they go together.
Right.
You're correct. He was standing there watching him lie, knowing that he was lying.
Hey.
Oh, Patrick. I don't want to slaughter his last name.
All I'm saying is, we need, because I wasn't in their meetings. I don't know how they did it, but when you say the CEO is of the SDC is on the line for what took place, and they got his face. I mean, the brother looking crazy. Brother looked like he shouldn't even had that position. That's what he looked like.
Hey.
But anyway, where the white man that was doing the financial directing that was over the money that was actually doing the accounts. He was in
the director of finance.
He was in the more stronger position to misdirect the cash.
He had the books.
Okay, so where is his face at?
Come on.
Why ain't one news media put this man face out here?
Come on. And they should have been together because that's Batman and Robin.
Yeah, they both need to be out here.
All facts.
But what I'm saying, you only seeing the brother.
Oh.
And he the one
the
that
same script.
You're gonna put him out there.
Yeah.
But this the finance dude.
All facts.
What? Come on now. They got him on record saying that he was at the meetings.
Oh, and listening to.
Saying things that wasn't even happening with the cash.
The director of finance listening to him lying and agreeing. So again, like I said, the past of the black man whose face is plastered again. There was rumors, you know what I'm saying? There was talks before that, you know, something wasn't right about this brother and they still gave him the job. So this is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? There is no honor among thieves.
Right.
And if I'm a criminal, I'm going to find somebody with a shady past who's shady,
and
I'm going to put them next to me because, again, they're going to go along with the status quo and we're going to eat.
And look, and if it's tradition that they've been stealing money, because people coming forward saying this, the scandals have been going on so that it's just the next scandal.
Facts.
But this scandal closed the door.
Facts.
This scandal sent all the resources that was on the north side everywhere else.
It's reaping season.
But we ain't got nothing, though. I'm not happy about this.
Of course not.
I mean, because we the ones that going to suffer. I'm going to get more people coming to me for help than I did before all this happened. Because now that the door's closed at the SDC, my phone lines and my social media is going to start shaking.
Yes, because the Office of Wellness, we know they ain't answering calls.
Hey, look. When we come back, Truth Nation, we got Winky Blue on the lines. We got some people in the talk to text. We got some people watching us live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. They in the chat. They talking in the chat. They chatting. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Thank you. or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly, ready or not.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, Truth Nation. I'll be giving away what I know you'll love. We got some tickets to see BET Comic View and HBO Def Jam comedy special. Legend comedian Earthquake will be coming to the Milwaukee Improv this weekend. And because I know you like to be hooked up, Truth Nation, I got exclusive prize packages for two people. For two people, 2 4-packs.
Hey.
We got 2 4-packs for caller number 5 and caller number 10 right now to go see Earthquake at the Milwaukee Improv tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Look, DJ Brother Z, look, there's 8 people. We got 2 sets, 2 4-packs.
Partay.
All you got to do is call 833-212-1017. Call DJ Brother Z. Let him hook you up with the packages. Caller number 5 and caller number 10 will get the tickets to see Earthquake at the Milwaukee Improv tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Hey.
That's a good
Elizabeth
time.
Brown, look, I'm going to tell you right now. He said, Earthquake said, if you want to go on a first date,
hey.
Take him to a comedy show.
Hint, hint. You know, hey, I like comedy shows.
I need to laugh right now to stop from crying.
That part.
Hey, I need to go see the clowns.
All facts, because the circus is definitely popping in the city of Milwaukee.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now that, you know what? I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to say it.
Hey.
Okay, so the 4-year-old was involved in the situation where she lost her life.
Correct.
Due to a hit and run, and, and they had to track them down,
yes.
Whatever. And then they immediately did a press conference, you know.
Immediately.
You know, because it's a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have children being harmed in the city, they already knew that pressure was coming their way.
All facts.
The mayor knew that the pressure was coming his way. The Ashanti Hamilton knew that the pressure was coming his way.
To get in front
and
of
you
it.
Know, the police knew that that pressure was going to come their way. So they jumped ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor cussing on TV, you know what I mean? I was trying to go live. I had to hit the pause button on. We talk about the callers, y'all ain't supposed to be swearing.
Come on.
But he said it because he wanted to express the dissatisfaction that he had with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But he was trying to get ahead of it.
Of course.
So they got ahead of it with the press conference, and they resolved it.
All facts.
But what I'm saying is, tomorrow's going to be another child.
It is.
It's going to be another mother. I mean,
I
offered a program to the city.
Yes, you
did. To organize. And this is all I do. I'm an expert. Matter of fact, look, I got other townships calling me.
Come on.
Getting tips.
Come on.
On how to organize their community. From my instructions.
Real talk.
So Ashanti Hamilton, I got something I'm gonna let y'all hear, you know, but I'm trying to give people time.
Come on.
See, I'm trying to give people time to get it right.
But he ain't gonna get it right.
But it's okay. You know, that's not my fault. Because
facts.
I'm not quick to try to, you know, do these
out
things.
Nobody.
Because the last conversation, I let that sit.
Facts.
I let it sit because I was trying to figure out where they're gonna do the right thing.
Right.
Okay. I'm not quick to destroy.
Not at all.
I'm just only when it get illogical and when I see the lie and people trying to lie and they harming the people and it continues.
Yes.
Now I got to say something to prevent that.
You do. Because again, you have to teach people not to play in your face.
And I got it. You know, I got it. You know,
hey.
All I'm saying is we have to do better and we got to make sure that we're holding those people in these positions because they won. The establishment
they
got
the
in
money.
Again. Look, they got raises.
Yeah.
Not only do we don't know what they do, they got raises on top of that. I got a raise and people don't even know what I do.
Come on. Where they do that
I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep.
Come
look,
on.
Let me tell you something. If I could get extra money and nobody can tell me, ain't nobody holding me accountable.
Ain't nobody. Hey, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Hey, I'm on vacation.
Man.
Matter of fact. You know, I worked. You know what? I did a little overtime this week. I worked. You know, my back hurting.
But I ain't seen you do that.
I don't know. Nobody don't know why the back hurting. Probably from picking up that fork all the time. You know, hurt their wrists. Hurt their back from bending down.
Because they eating.
Bending their neck down, eating the
like
eating
Master
scrimps.
Splinter, like some fat rats.
Eating the scrimps and lobster.
They eating.
Who say politicians don't prosper?
Come on.
Hey, look, we're going to head to the lines. Winky Blue, you on the new 107 The Truth, tap in.
Good afternoon, man. You know, I had to say something when I heard Liz say that that Batman and Robin. It's not Batman and Robin. It's Black Man and Robin. Okay, Black Man and Robin. Because the white boy probably been robbing. He been robbing the black dude. Probably just been buying stuff, just shopping, you know, and looking, living that life. The white boy probably been robbing. See, that's why you don't see his picture. So we got Black Man and Robin getting away. And when we talk about holding these people's feet to the furnace, you know, I'm about tired of hearing that. Because when we talk, we got to hold their feet to the fire. I asked Al Sharpton about 2 weeks ago. We got to hold them accountable. How do you do that? It's only one way to do that. You have to vote those people out.
Exactly.
Even after they giving you a fear tactic of, if y'all vote this way, y'all going to see black folks is scared. I don't know what they're scared of. I don't even think they're scared. I just think they need a reason to do something contrary to bettering themselves, mm-hmm. bettering ourselves, okay? Because I'm black, too. I won't let there be no uncertainties about it. You know, I'm that Negro, you know. But I'm going to tell you something, that the only way you can hold these people accountable is you have to vote them out.
Right.
And even if, and this is something, Tori, that I want to say. Black people all across the country, please listen good. We have a majority in our community. And what's happening is that we don't have any say so, because of the simple fact the people that are in that are running these seats, they are in the majority situation, so they don't got to do nothing. They feel entitled, and whatever they do to us, they justify it.
Hey, that's
real talk.
That's powerful. I appreciate you for tapping in, Winking. When we come back, Truth Nation, we got to run a break. When we come back, we're going to stay on the lines. We got some chat. We got some talk to text. And don't forget to subscribe. You know, when y'all tap in on when we going live, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.